right now with Joe and Gracie here on News Radio 92.3. Good Thursday to you. Maybe today the last day of the work week and you've got a five-day holiday weekend. Hope you've got some awesome plans for the 4th of July weekend. Tomorrow is going to be the busiest travel day of the weekend. TSA says about 2.8 million going through their turnstiles at airports around the country. And hopefully, as we progress through the end of the week into the weekend, we can tone down on the number of delays and cancellations that our nation's airports have seen over the last few days. Today, a chance to go through all everything going on in the country, the world here locally, and some big decisions coming down today from the U.S. Supreme Court. Also, the verdict in on the Scott Peterson trial that we've been covering, the former school resource officer for Parkland back in 2018. Those are top three stories today as reaction to the Supreme Court decision coming from all over. Congressman Matt Gaetz releasing a statement earlier today saying that the rule is a critical blow to critical theory, and goes on to say that meritocracy is once again king and that artificial diversity and race-based college admission regimes have been usurped. President Biden also weighing in.
The dissent states today's decision, quote, rolls back decades of precedent and momentous progress, end of quote. I agree with that statement from the dissent.
And the colleges and universities can no longer use race as a factor in their admission decisions. This case coming in two challenges, one at the University of North Carolina, also one at Harvard. High Court ruling 6-3 that universities' admissions policies were unconstitutional. Also, Gracie, a big story in Parkland, Florida today.
Yes, the verdict in the Parkland School Resource Officer Scott Peterson, charged with not confronting the 2018 Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooter. Sobs can be heard from Peterson as he was found not guilty on all 11 accounts. The jury became deliberating on Monday afternoon after the trial lasted about 2.5 weeks.
And here was Peterson after the trial.
I would hope I would never want any SR, any law enforcement officer in this country to go through the last 4.5 years of what I went through.
And as emotional as it was for Peterson over these last several weeks, also emotional for parents who lost children in the massacre.
For our families, we still feel he should be haunted every day by his failure to act. I know that he contributed, to the deaths of my daughter Gina, her schoolmates, and their teachers.
And those are our top three stories on this Thursday, 6:15. Get a check of the local roads and weather.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have an accident on Highway 90. This is going to be right near where Scenic Highway meets the Davis Highway intersection heading towards Santa Rosa County right near the University of West Florida. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of that, but just keep that in mind as that is a busy intersection. Nothing to really slow you down right now on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something else on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line at 850-2626-111. And for weather, we still have extremely hot weather throughout the rest of this week. Today is actually one of the better days that we've seen throughout this week, with it only being 91 in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton. Mostly clear skies throughout the rest of this evening with no chances of rain and a low of 77 at the heat index of 99. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. And this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that your Florida watermelon is in season right now. You can learn more at Follow Fresh from Florida. You can find more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
A 19-year-old Pensacola man shot and killed his mother last April, sentenced today. That's David Olson, who will spend 10 years in state prison. Last month reached a deal with prosecutors after pleading no contest to manslaughter charge last month. Also, the Escambia Sheriff's Office says an arrest made in connection to a shooting last month near Lillian Highway. 45-year-old Willie Trotter arrested and is being held now on $215,000 bond. This happened back on May 12th. Investigators say he and another man started fighting and drew knives on each other, apparently because Trotter was in the wrong part of town. Now, Trotter then accused of pulling out a pistol and shooting the man in the leg before leaving the scene. Also, we posted pictures on our Facebook page here. The Escambia Sheriff's Office releasing images of a suspect wanted in connection to a shooting over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. That happened at Carver Park, a big party in the area on Memorial Day. The suspect in the images, a black male wearing a white hoodie with dark pants, holding a AR-style weapon. Again, you can see the images on our Facebook page. He is holding the weapon in one of them. If you have any information, you're asked to contact the Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers. City Mayor D.C. Reeve says the city is going to install two new stop signs next week downtown at the intersection of Government and Jefferson Streets.
That's been a two-way for a long time where Government's been able to go through east and west, and it's only been two-way north and south, and anybody who's driven it or lived here long enough knows that people stop anyway on the east and west because it feels like it should be.
Mayor Reeves spoke on the project Wednesday, saying weather permitting, those signs should be installed by next Thursday. Commissioner for District 5 running for re-election in 2024, the Supervisor of Elections confirming that Stephen Berry has pre-filed for the race, joining fellow Republican James Hilburn. Both Berry and District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bergosh pre-filing for their respective seats already. Water quality advisory now in effect for Navarre Park. The Department of Health in Santa Rosa County advising against water-related activities due to the potential for high bacteria levels there. State headlines today. We talked a little bit about this last hour. I have now found a new show to watch, Suits, and I have not seen that show before, but it has given me quite the insight as I have started my fake law career. I watch and I follow along these stories now with a different lens than I did last week. Governor DeSantis trying to get the trial for Disney's federal lawsuit against him scheduled for 2025. His lawyers filed a report this week seeking a trial date for August of 2025, which would be well after the November general election. The Orlando Sentinel reports that Disney lawyers wanted to schedule the trial for July 15th next year. Oh, that so happens to be the start of the Republican National Convention. So before last week, I would have noticed the pettiness.
Yeah.
But now that I have seen five episodes of Suits, I can just glean into the discussion that was going on at the offices of Disney where the lawyers were sitting in a room and saying, hey, let's do this. I mean, we obviously know it's not going to happen, but we want to put a motion in for the trial to start on the day of the Republican National Convention just so DeSantis' lawyers will have to spend time and energy and manpower coming up with this paper or whatever of saying why the trial can't start on July 15th. I love it. I love the pettiness. I'm all in.
So awful. But Suits is an awesome show, and I can definitely see this happening to, was it Harvey Specter?
Oh, yeah, Harvey Specter and Lewis Mike. And Mike and all those guys, yeah. So, I mean, I can hear this conversation going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Behind Disney's closed doors.
Yes, for sure. I'm sure it wasn't a coincidence. There is a sign that people are holding on to their jobs in Florida. The U.S. Labor Department reports that 5,900 Floridians filed for first-time claims for unemployment benefits last year. That's nearly 600 fewer than the previous week. Nationally, the initial jobless claims totaled 239,000 for a drop of 26,000 from last week.
Speaking of lawsuits here, the state filing an appeal against a federal judge's ruling that blocked the new law aimed at drag shows. The lawsuit was originally filed by Orlando restaurant Hamburger Mary's, which claimed that they frequently host family-friendly drag shows, have done so for 15 years, and that the new law was a violation of the First Amendment. That law took effect on May 17th, but was blocked by the injunction. Attorney General Ashley Moody filing that appeal on Tuesday. 6:20, we'll take a break, come back with a look at our national and worldwide headlines, a Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in tomorrow morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com. New South proud!
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of their delicious southern sides. Backed by popular demand, every Thursday is Shrimp-tastic Thursday, featuring $5 off their popcorn shrimp dinner or all-you-can-eat popcorn shrimp dinner. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where southern and seafood meet.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. We are, for the most part, a reactionary society. If your neighbor has a break-in, you think about getting an alarm. If your buddy gets laid off, you say, I better buckle down at work. If banks start closing, you may want to ask yourself if you should keep most or all of your money in a bank. It may be time for a portfolio protection plan. It may be time to have a little personal gold reserve. Call my friends at the Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
Taking a look at the radar right now.
Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for informative, local, and dependable weather.
We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man who.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're enjoying your Thursday afternoon. And if you're taking off tomorrow to maybe get an extra long holiday weekend and just the start to your weekend, well, I hope you have a fantastic 4th of July and have a great time celebrating this weekend. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our national headlines. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. And our slowdowns on 98 have cleared up. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. And for weather, we are going to get an update from WEAR.
This mainly sunny and hot weather pattern will be continuing through Friday and Saturday with highs up in the mid-90s. Look out for some more heat alerts around the area as those heat index values are going to be way up there in the triple digits. Overnight lows will mainly run in the upper 70s to, in some cases, low 80s. We may finally see a little bit of a breakdown to this pattern as we head through the weekend into Sunday. And ahead to the 4th of July, there is a 50% chance for a shower or storm. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much. It is 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 98. in Gulf Breeze. And if you're thinking about, or excuse me, this traffic and this traffic and weather is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors, located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
Continuing on with some national headlines, the big announcement from the Supreme Court today, not the only big case that they will decide before the week ends. They're expected to hand down decisions on cases involving student loan relief and LGBTQ rights tomorrow. They have three remaining cases. Two of them have the court has to decide this term involve President Biden's plans to cancel some student loan debt. The ruling will decide if Biden can move forward with that plan. And the court is also going to rule in the case involving a Christian web designer in Colorado who does not want to create wedding websites for same-sex couples.
An interesting story coming out of Oregon. People in Oregon may once again be able to pump their own gas. Self-service gas stations have been prohibited in the state for over 70 years. But the state's legislature passed a bill that would allow half the pumps at gas stations to be self-service. Oregon's governor now has less than 30 days to sign the bill into law.
I don't know, you know, being 36 years old, I don't know how prevalent this was in my lifetime. I've never, as far as I can recall, ever been in a non-self-serve gas station. So I was shocked when I saw this today. Apparently, New Jersey is also the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the fact that Oregon does not have self-serve gas stations was just completely flooring to me.
Yeah, especially like the whole entire state. Like I could see like maybe like
some towns or
yeah, like a county or something like that. But the entire state and every pump. Wow.
Okay. Nuts. And down the road in California, the final hearing held today on reparations for black people there. The controversial idea being discussed would pay descendants of slaves or people in the country since the late 1800s.
It is not a preposterous idea. It's not welfare. It's not a check in the mail. It's much more than that.
So it'll be interesting what comes of this. We've also had the reparations discussions going on in New York. Obviously, you know, I'm curious to see how much money they decide to throw at this, if it's something that they want to do, but yeah, we'll just have to wait and see how that turns out.
Yeah, an IRS whistleblower is defending his claims that Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. The IRS investigator Gary Shipley told multiple news outlets that this week that the U.S. attorney investigating the president's son was blocked from bringing charges outside of Delaware and did not have full control of the case.
Another Supreme Court decision today involved the case of a Christian mailman from Pennsylvania who refused to work on Sundays.
The court basically returned to the original intent of what Congress meant. Employers must accommodate religious belief.
Gerald Groff was represented by the First Liberty Institute. The court ruled that employers who deny requests for a religious accommodation must show that it would result in substantial increased costs.
And the Biden administration is announcing a new multi-billion-dollar plan to help prevent and reduce homelessness among military veterans. This plan includes $3.1 billion to support efforts to quickly get homeless Americans places to live. The administration also is announcing more than $11 million for legal services for homeless veterans and $58 million to help homeless vets find jobs.
And another 3,400 flights canceled or delayed today as part of severe weather ahead of the busy holiday weekend. Again, tomorrow going to be the busiest travel day. TSA says over the weekend, about 2.8 million people are expected to pass through airports this weekend. And it's going to be busy on the roads as well. And there's another story talking about between the hours of 10 and 5 tomorrow, roads are expecting to be the busiest ahead of the long holiday weekend. 6:30 right now, Fox News update is coming up. And also after that, sports news, health, business, and science news, and continuing the conversation, what in the world are we supposed to do with our ketchup? Do we refrigerate it, or do we leave it sitting out?
Fox News, I'm Matt Napolitano. President Biden speaks out after the Supreme Court strikes down affirmative action in college admissions.
We all know it. Discrimination still exists in America. Discrimination still exists in America. Discrimination still exists in America.
Supporters of the ruling applauding the decision as a return to admission based on merit rather than race. Families who lost loved ones in a 2018 school shooting in Parkland, Florida, venting frustration after former Parkland Deputy Scott Peterson was acquitted on all counts for failing to intervene with the gunman who killed 17 people.
This just shows, you know, there's cowards in every department, and this is just going to show that, you know, they don't need to go in when they hear gunfire.
Andrew Pollack there on Your World with Neil Cavuto. His daughter Meadow was among those killed. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The nation's colleges and universities will have to rework their admissions criteria following a surprising decision by the Supreme Court. The High Court struck down affirmative action, finding it unconstitutional to consider race in university admissions, eliminating a principal tool the nation's most selective schools have used to diversify their campuses. The company behind Pokemon Go said today it'll lay off 230 employees as part of a reorganization, shuttering a Los Angeles studio where many of those folks work. San Francisco-based mobile games developer Niantic will also cancel NBA All-World and end production of a Marvel-based title that had not yet been released. The company says going forward, supporting Pokemon Go will be Niantic's top priority. With fresh data showing the U.S. economy remains resilient, stocks finished mostly higher today. The S&P 500 added 19 points. The Dow Industrials leaped to 270. The NASDAQ Composite, though, was flat. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Travis Kelce had an interesting comment to Vanity Fair in a recent article. He acknowledged that he was underpaid, but said winning in Kansas City was more important than going on the open market. Normally, none of us would fault someone for going for the most money possible, but pro athletes already make so much, and they look so miserable when they lose. For athletes at the top of the pyramid, maybe winning is worth more than actual money. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Nothing says summer like an ice-cold Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, refreshing, real brewed tea with 5% alcohol. Look for Twisted Tea in the bright yellow cans. Keep it twisted!
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Nothing says summer like an ice-cold Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, refreshing, real brewed tea with 5% alcohol. Look for Twisted Tea in the bright yellow cans. Keep it twisted!
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Through the strange life, chasing all them green lights, throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes, pictures on my phone lights. Everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine. Yeah.
Crazy lately, I'm confirming.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you are enjoying your Thursday afternoon. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before Joe gives us all the updates that happen in sports, including the NHL draft having an uh-oh moment last night.
Big uh-oh. Rivaling, what's her name from the BET Awards on Monday, the Tina Turner...
Patti LaBelle,
yeah.
So going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to sports. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 east and westbound lanes also checking in clear. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we do still have extremely hot temperatures for the rest of this night or tonight and into tomorrow. So our low tonight is going to be 77. Coming up tomorrow, high is 95 with sunny skies and no chances of rain. We have 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
I completely forgot that this was today. On TNT right now is the Match 2023, the 2-versus-2 golf tournament. It's Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce versus Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. They are just started at 6 o'clock, so they're only through the second hole, so they're tied up right now. But hard to think of four bigger personalities, especially with Mahomes, Curry, and Travis Kelce out there, as they're providing a lot of good fodder. They're all mic'd up as they're hitting the ball around the course, you know. And it's interesting because, you know, you can watch golf and you watch the professionals and the majors, and you know every shot is just really good. But it is nice to see a televised golf event where guys golf more like you would. You know, where they're shanking it off the side of the cart path and going into the sand and then shooting it over the greens, you know. But it's a fun event.
Is Travis Kelce doing a dance when he gets it in the hole?
I have not seen any dances yet. Okay. But I will keep you updated as the night progresses here. Big night in Major League Baseball last night for the New York Yankees. Their pitcher Domingo Germán pitching a complete game. Perfect game, the 24th in Major League Baseball history, the first since 2012 when Felix Hernandez did that. The Yankees beat the A's 11-0 last night. A lot of baseball games already final today, very few night games, but among the earlier scores, the Rays beat the Diamondbacks 6-1. The Astros and Cardinals they're still playing right now in the top of the seventh, still scoreless between the Marlins and the Red Sox. The White Sox beat the Angels 9-7. That one interesting because Shohei Ohtani hit a two-run home run, 29th home run on the season, and his 14th in the month of June, which is the most home runs by a player who also pitched in that month, breaking Babe Ruth's record. So Shohei Ohtani continuing to rewrite the history books as he is on an MVP pace. Also, the Major League Baseball All-Star starters announced Ronald Acuna will start in center field for the National League, and the American League All-Star is going to be announced here shortly as well. Looking at some health, business, and science notes today, Virgin Galactic is launching its first customers to the edge of space. The company, founded by British billionaire Richard Branson, launched the mission with passengers funded by the Italian Air Force. But instead of a group of celebrities or those with a couple hundred thousand dollars to spend, They are bringing up members of the Air Force along with an Italian engineer and a Virgin Galactic astronaut instructor.
And National Geographic has laid off the last of its staff writers. The cuts come as the parent company, Walt Disney, has let go thousands of staffers across the division this year. A company spokesperson said in a statement on Wednesday that the National Geographic will continue to publish a monthly magazine.
According to Reuters, a commonly used artificial sweetener is expected to be declared a possible cancer causer by the World Health Organization. Aspartame is used in a variety of products, including Diet Coca-Cola, sodas, some Snapple drinks, extra chewing gum, and also some cough drops as well. I did look at the back of my Hall's cough drops. I did not see aspartame on there.
Oof.
So crisis averted.
For now. Stay with that brand.
It's pretty ominous. You said, for now.
I'm just saying you have a lot of cough drops. So
I do.
If you don't stay with that brand or...
Take them like Skittles, man.
Get a bad batch. Yeah. I'm going to be thinking about you. Okay. Well, two Democratic senators are investigating whether major chain companies are avoiding paying overtime by calling employees managers. That's Senator Isabella Warren and Sherrod Brown announced yesterday that they're launching a probe following the recent reports that claims that the title was given to non-managerial employees to help save money. Some of the companies that are included in this report is Pizza Hut, Burger King, and Jimmy John's.
The FAA is approving a flying car for testing for the first time ever. A company called Aleph is behind it, and people are excited as it takes off vertically just like a helicopter. They unveiled their A prototype in the fall, and they've been taking pre-orders. It's expected to cost around $300,000. You can get it in line for a $150 deposit or join the priority queue for $1,500.
And the CEO of Anheuser-Busch says that there's no regrets about Bud Light partnering up with transgender star Dylan Mulvaney. The CEO, Brandon Whitworth, made the comment yesterday on CBS This Morning and said, there's a big social conversation taking place right now. Big brands are in, and the big brands are right in the middle of it, not just Bud Light. Last month, Bud Light lost its spot as the top-selling beer in the U.S. due to the conservative boycotts.
Looking at some pop culture news now, rapper Travis Scott will not face criminal charges after the Astroworld Music Festival stampede. A Houston grand jury convened today to determine if charges would be filed. 10 people were killed back in 2021 during a concert that was headlined by Scott.
And Tiffany & Co. in Manhattan, this is the iconic Fifth Avenue location, was engulfed in flames this morning due to an underground transformer catching on fire. This is the location that the classic film Breakfast at Tiffany's filmed at, and the store just reopened in April after renovations that took over 3 years to complete.
Actor Pete Davidson entering rehab for his mental health, according to TMZ. Davidson's checked himself into a program to get help with his PTSD and depression. He's been candid about his health struggles, says he periodically goes to rehab. He was recently charged with reckless driving after crashing his car into a Beverly Hills home back in March.
Yikes. Country star Kelsea Ballerini is the next person on the list of celebrities that got hit with something in the face at a concert. She was hit in the face by an object thrown by a fan similar to Bebe Rexha while performing in Idaho yesterday. Ballerini was hit by the flying object, then turned her head, and then eventually turned her whole body away from the audience. Then she left the stage and returned a few minutes later. This is the country star that was at the Wharf with Kenny Chesney. That was just last month. On TikTok, it does look like the object is a bracelet and like there's no injuries, but I mean, we just got to do better and not throw stuff at celebrities, I think.
We had a phone, a mysterious item yesterday, and a bag filled with your mom's ashes in the last week and a half.
I'm saying that etiquette class is probably needed.
If you're going to go to a concert, you must check a box that says, I will not throw anything onto the stage or else I will be banned for life from seeing this artist or something.
Yeah, something.
6:45, get a quick check of the roads and weather before moving on to some movie news.
Well, I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, and at 29 also looking clear. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Mainly sunny and hot weather will continue for the next couple of days. Highs likely to be up in the mid-90s, and with the humidity, it's going to feel a lot hotter, so we'll continue to see some of these heat alerts around the area. So the rain chance, very, very low. Overnight lows will be mainly in the upper 70s to even low 80s. Jumping ahead to Independence Day, the 4th of July, we've got a 50% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 99. A low for tonight of 77 in mostly clear skies. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
And continuing on with some movie news here, Disney will re-release some of the studio's classic films to theaters to celebrate the 100th anniversary. 8 films are getting the re-release treatment, starting with Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. That'll be next week on July 7th. It'll be back in select theaters for 2 weeks and will then be followed by Toy Story. The run of releases will continue through October. Other films are Frozen, Beauty and the Beast, The Incredibles, Coco, Lion King, and Moana.
And the first projections of 2 big blockbuster films that are hitting theaters in July have come out. That is going to be the Barbie movie, which is expected to make between $70 and $80 million in the first weekend. Meanwhile, Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer is projected to make around $40 million in its debut in North American theaters. And both these movies coming out the same weekend, mm-hmm. July 21st.
I am definitely in on Oppenheimer. I've already got my opening weekend tickets for that Saturday. I would not say that I'm, what's the word? I'm not overly excited for Barbie, but yeah. I am curious to see it. Margot Robbie and Ryan Reynolds, I think, tremendous. I think their chemistry is going to be really great. I'm also curious to see just how much pink paint is in this thing after there was a worldwide shortage of pink paint this year because of the movie. So
yeah, no, it's definitely going to be a pink movie. Worldwide shortage. Look, insane.
Yeah, definitely. Wacky weird stuff. There is a handbag that sold for $63,000. And you're like, okay, so what's so special about this handbag? Well, it's a Louis Vuitton handbag that's a fluorescent yellowish-green color based on a popular design. The full-size bag that it's based on, though, retails for about $3,500. So there has to be some sort of special, this was held by the Queen of England, or this was the Louis Vuitton bag that appeared in, a famous movie or something like that. There has to be some sort of something that would make it worth $63,000.
Yeah.
Well, the truth is that there's absolutely nothing about it that makes it worth $63,000. What's unique about this is that it is literally the size of a granule of salt. It is a microscopic handbag. Sold for $63,000. You can check on our News Radio Facebook page. We've got a link to the article that you can see the speck of greenish yellowish thing on a guy's finger, and then if you open up the article, there is a zoomed in microscope view of this handbag, so you can see it's Louis Vuitton, but the fact that it is that tiny, sheesh, $63,000.
And I would recommend looking at the picture because I couldn't wrap my head around it until I saw it. It looks like, when you're a kid or even as an adult, you get a little bit of yellow highlighter on your finger.
Uh-huh. That's what it is. Yeah.
That's what it is for $63,000. Like, geez Louise. Well, another wacky, weird story. Italian police say that they've identified the British tourist who filmed allegedly carving Ivan and Haley onto the Colosseum in Rome. Italy's culture minister tweeted today that a military police force identified the person. A second tweet suggested that the issue would go to trial. Reading, he hopes the justice will take its course. Yeah.
Awesome. Love that update. Finally, just before our last update, The latest debate online has to do with ketchup. Are you supposed to refrigerate it or leave it out at room temperature? It's apparently been a heated debate online, as apparently people hate cold ketchup. The main argument for not refrigerating is that restaurants just leave it sitting out. 55% responded to a Heinz Twitter poll saying that they do refrigerate. Heinz, by the way, confirmed on Twitter it is supposed to go in the fridge. Got a lot of comments on this today.
Yeah, and even on the bottle, it says to be it's supposed to go in the fridge. So that's
game, set, match.
Yeah.
Point, Scott.
What does Lars Larson say? Naysayers go to the top of the list.
Yeah, exactly. 6:51, take our final break of the show. Come back with some good news to wrap up a Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Doug's Auto Supply in Pace is not your ordinary auto supply dealer. Jeremy Dawson, the manager, says his inventory is vast. It includes auto and truck parts, tools, motor oil and other fluids, batteries, mower blades, belts, filters, paint. They may even have the kitchen sink. At Doug's Auto Supply, get your wiper blades installed for free and a free battery check. Doug's Auto Supply, since 1977, located near Grocery Outlet in Pace. Doug's Auto Supply.
Tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training, and tools, community and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help you get started with a customized plan. Listen tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Well, I remember the fight and I forget the pain. I got my hand in your pocket and my key in your chain. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're enjoying your Thursday evening. And getting ready to finish off this week and have a long holiday weekend. Maybe you even are taking off tomorrow and just making it extra long. And I hope you are getting ready to enjoy this weekend. Well, speaking of 4th of July coming up on a Tuesday, this 4th of July, News Radio 92.3 is going to be carrying the Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars presented by Peter Mouget. It's going to be starting at 7:30 till 9. So you can always tune in here to News Radio 92.3 because we're going to be carrying it. Also, if you're heading down to Community Maritime Park. It's a free event for this concert, and then the fireworks start at 9, so you'll get a perfect view to see the fireworks over the bay to celebrate the 4th. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together at 6:55. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have an accident on Massachusetts Avenue that is causing some slight delays. This is going to be right off of Fennel Street, so expect some slowdowns there, but it doesn't look too bad. It's right near Hollywood Avenue. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. That is the traffic line number, and we still have some severe weather for heat wise for the rest of this week and even into this weekend. But today is kind of the best day we've seen this week, it seems like, with mostly clear skies tonight, no chances of rain, a low of 77. Tomorrow, we have sunny skies and a high of 95. It is 91 right now in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 90 in Milton, and the heat index is at 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
By the way, I completely forgot about this earlier this hour, but we were talking about the BET Awards last weekend, Patti LaBelle struggling through the Tina Turner tribute, and something just as embarrassing happened last night during the NHL draft. Now, typically with the NFL draft, NBA, those definitely the more popular ones, the commissioners of those sports in the first rounds will have a little card that has the player's name on it, where what school they are, and then the commissioners will announce the picks. In the NHL, they do it a little differently, where individual team representatives will. Most often, it's the general manager, or maybe the head coach, one of the players, or something. So yesterday, the Montreal Canadiens had the 6th overall pick, so we're not talking, you know, one of the later ones. This was in, you know, prime time spot, 6th overall pick. And the pick was announced by their goaltender, Carey Price.
Bonsoir. Le Canadien de Montréal are proud to select David. We planned it that way. David Reinbacher.
Reinbacher.
Yeah, so David Reinbacher, put yourself in his shoes. He is like an 18, 19-year-old kid or so, waiting his entire life, grinding, sweating, blood, sweat, tears, all that, to be hear your name called. You've got your family, your friends, probably dozens if not hundreds of people in the audience waiting to hear your name, and that's how it sounded.
Yeah.
But poor Carey Price.
Yeah, I don't really know this, but isn't it kind of a stereotype that hockey players are kind of like meatheads and like, or no, is that just something
maybe
made it up?
He could have made it up, but it also may be true. I don't know. I do feel
bad for him for getting the name, but that's awful.
There's no harm in just having a cue card or something.
Yeah.
It says, hey, you know, write it on your hand or something. Yeah. But, and it was weird, you know, watching, I didn't see it live, but I heard about it afterwards. Carey Price realizes even before he said the name that he can't remember the guy's last name.
Yeah.
So he just gets this look on his face where he's looking side to side, and it's like, has to be just the most helpless, alone feeling in the entire world. Him and the amount of time it spent, it must have felt like an eternity where he's just standing there until somebody else in the Canadiens organization comes to his rescue. But yeah, that was a pretty bizarre there. Finishing with some good news, a 13-year-old Australian girl, the first female skateboarder to pull off the Tony Hawk 720, and she did it right in front of him, too. Arissa True landed 2 airborne rotations in winning the women's competition at Hawk's Vert Alert last weekend in Salt Lake City.
Nice.
I remember to this day, I think it was like the 99-2000 X Games when Tony Hawk hit the 720 for the first time. I still remember seeing that as a kid. So 13-year-old Australian girl.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Pretty impressive. That's going to do it for us here on a Thursday edition. We'll be back for a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now to send you off into the 4th of July weekend tomorrow.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.